Hello, beloved, and welcome to this week's Bible study, where we continue to look at Christ as our example. Now, if you can recall, last week we basically looked at our conformity to the example of Christ set in his humility and in his meekness. So we follow his example as we look at him in his humility and his weakness. That's what we looked at last week. Now, in this Bible study today, we take a look at our conformity to the example of Christ in obedience in the first place, but we're also going to look at self-denial. His obedience and his self-denial. Now, two big topics, actually. Now, for this, we're going to go to John chapter 15 and verse 10. John chapter 15, verse 10. Before we do that, though, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much we can come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your love and kindness towards us. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for your word. Thank you that we have an example that we can follow. And Father, even though we fall short so far, yet still we know that your Spirit dwells within us and enables us to be conformed every single day into the image and likeness of Christ. Please, as we study your word, will you burn it into our hearts and into our minds so that we may receive, understand, and apply to our lives, so that we may become more and more like Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And this I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay, John chapter 15 and verse 10 says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." Now, beloved, what Jesus did was he set the example of what perfect obedience looks like. He was completely, perfectly obedient to his Heavenly Father. I mean, Jesus did exactly, he did exactly what he was commanded to do by his Father. He came to fulfill exactly what was decided before the foundation of the earth in the triune God, what was going to happen. That Jesus Christ was going to become flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, that he was going to die on a cross, that he was going to raise from the dead, he was going to ascend into heaven, and he will return again one day. And everything in between, what Jesus had to do while he was on this earth in his public ministry, Jesus would do all of those 100% in line with the commandments of his Father. You see, and when Jesus obeyed his Father, he was actually showing that he loved his Father. And this is what our text is telling us. This is amazing. You see, Jesus' obedience was a reflection of his love for his Father. Jesus wasn't obedient because he wanted his Father to love him or to love him more. No. Jesus was obedient because he loved his Father. You see, his obedience actually flowed from his love for his Father. And that is absolutely amazing to think about. Now, Jesus says to his disciples that if they keep his commandments, they will abide in his love, in Christ's love. Now, remember that Jesus is the one who set the example, no? Of what true obedience looks like. And true obedience is doing what God wants, and that is out of love for him, and not out of compulsion. And Jesus basically expects us to be obedient to him, well, his disciples, and obviously we are included in that. He wants us to be obedient to him as an act of love, not as an act of compulsion or because I feel that I have to do it, or I feel forced to do it. But it's because of my love for Christ that I am obedient. And I think that's where a lot of people miss the bus. They believe that they have to be obedient because it's a command. Yes, obviously it's a command. But the motivation should be because we love Christ so much. So what you do is you look at my obedience to God's commands, and you will see how much I actually love him. That's the test. You see, people who profess to believe in Jesus Christ, now they have this profession of faith, but they are actually not saved. What will happen is they will not like to obey Christ's commands. They would actually like to do what they want to do. They love to do their own thing. They love to sidestep the commands of Christ. They normally, or let's say, they will normally have excuses for not doing what Scripture clearly teaches, because they don't really love Christ Jesus. And it becomes visible in their refusal to continually do what Christ instructs them to do. So it's interesting that our obedience to Christ is basically shown, our obedience to Christ basically shows our love for Him. And that's profound. That is really, really profound. Beloved, someone who loves Christ will have a desire to do what He wants them to do, to basically to obey Christ. They will have this desire to do it. They won't always get it right, because that's the reality of life. We try, we have a desire, and we want to do what Christ wants us to do, and sometimes we mess up. And that's the reality with believers. But most of the time, there's this desire in us to do what God wants us to do, what Christ wants us to do. And it flows from our love that we have for Him. And not just because it's a command and we do, oh, I'm a slave of Christ and I have to be obedient. Yes, I am a slave of Christ. Yes, I have to be obedient. But it's different with Christianity. It's different with biblical Christianity. It's different with us as believers who have been saved by grace through faith in Christ, as we do what He wants us to do because we love Him. It's the same with a child, you know, towards a parent. Why do children obey their parents? It can be because they are afraid of their parents, you know, just this fear that is in a child. Oh, my dad is going to knock me over the head, or he's going to spank me or whatever. Or it can be because they love their parents so much that they want to be obedient to their parents. And I think it is that kind of love that God wants from us. A love, or our obedience, that flows from our love for Him. You see, beloved, we should not only conform to the example of Christ with regards to obedience, but we should also conform to the example of Christ with regards to self-denial, because that's the second thing that we are looking at today. Self-denial. Christ gave us the example. Christ gave us the Christ gives us the example of what true obedience looks like. And wow, it's just absolutely amazing, the example that He sets. But wow, when it comes to self-denial, Christ is the example. Now, let's look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. We're also going to look at Romans 15, verse 3. But Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me." Do you hear those words? Jesus said to His disciples, "If anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me." Now, I read somewhere that the cross would have invoked a picture of a violent, degrading death with His disciples. When the disciples looked at Christ, or when they listened to Christ, when He speaks about picking up that cross and bearing that cross daily, that would have invoked a picture of a violent, degrading death within the disciples. So they understood 100% what Jesus was saying when Jesus says, "If anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Me." Remember, we are talking about self-denial here. Jesus was the best example that we can ever have of someone who basically denied himself. Because remember, Jesus was he is, but Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. He was in heaven. He had all the things that you have in heaven was his. He is God. And he left all of that to take on human flesh. That is self-denial. Like, you cannot believe. That's the best example we can find of self-denial. So when Jesus tells his disciples that a person, if they want to come after him, that person needs to deny himself and then take up his cross and follow Christ. That denial, Jesus was already the greatest example that we can find. God becoming human, and he denied himself all the luxuries of heaven, all the things that he had in heaven. He denied himself all of that so that he can come and save a bunch of sinners like you and I. Oh, beloved, that's amazing. So the disciples had this picture in their mind when Jesus spoke about to take up your cross daily and to follow him, of this violent, degrading death that you have to die for the sake of Christ. Now, if we look at the cross, it basically shows us clearly that Jesus wants total commitment from us, even if it means physical death. And Jesus is telling us, well, he told his disciples, but it's also applicable to us. If anyone desires to follow after him, and this refers basically to discipleship, nah? If anyone desires to follow him, they must deny themselves. They must be self-denial, as Jesus had self-denial when he became human. You see, let's say, there's this picture as well of a master, and the master would normally go ahead. Now he would walk in front of his disciples, and his disciples would follow him. So Jesus already set the example, and what Christ expects of his disciples is not, is not something that he cannot expect from his disciples, because he already laid the foundation. He's already the example. You see, Jesus uses the words, if anyone, and this basically means anyone, yeah? Whether you're rich or poor, learned or unlearned, young or old, male or female, if anyone desires to follow Jesus Christ as master, he or she must deny self. Oh, that word self, that means a dying to self. Yeah? That denying is to basically rid myself of self. It refers to my sinful self, the all ungodliness that is in me, all my worldly lusts, even my worldly friends, even the worldly or the earthly desires that I might have, my own ambitions. Jesus says I have to deny all those things if I want to follow him. If someone, well, anyone desires to follow Christ as a disciple, he or she must die to him or herself. Yo. And that basically tells us that Christ should be his or her all in all. Christ should always be before that person. That's amazing. But then Jesus also said that the person should take up his or her cross. Beloved, then this is an intentional thing. It's not an afterthought. To take up the cross is to die to anything or everything that is self-centered. No matter how painful it might be, no matter how shameful it might be, the disciples, the followers of Jesus Christ, you and I, we will have to patiently bear death to ourselves every single day. And beloved, that's hard. Because there's so much self-love today in the world around us. Yet Jesus says we need to die to self every day. If you desire to follow Christ, die every day. Deny yourself and take up your cross, which means die to your selfish desires and selfishness and all these things that is self-centered, and follow Christ. That's what we need to do. You see, beloved, we cannot follow Christ and our own ambitions and our own desires, our own selfish ways or our own self-direction. We can't. To follow Christ means to follow Christ. And follow only Christ. You see, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, he stripped himself of everything that he had in heaven. Romans 15 verse 3 says, "For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me." You see, Jesus knew what self-denial was. And he set the example for us to follow. Beloved, Jesus was even willing to take up his cross for us as sinners, and he did. And what we need to do is we need to take up our own cross and follow after him. He took up his cross so that we may be forgiven of our sin. We need to take up the cross in self-denial, to die to self, and follow Jesus Christ. Oh, what an example Christ is for us. An amazing example. And it's a privilege for us to be able to read in Scripture what Jesus did for us as his children. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what we have in Jesus Christ, the most awesome example of what self-denial looks like. Father, and what complete and perfect obedience looks like. Thank you that we have that example, and enable us, please, to follow the example of Christ. This we pray in the wonderful name of our Savior, our Lord, our King and Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, and may he give you his peace. God willing, until next time, bye-bye.